took me five times, but I played the game where I unmute myself as it scrolls down as everyone joins. Got here.
You don't just, like, hit the search button and type your name, then right-click on your name?
Yeah, it's a
that sounds really smart. I had no idea about that.
The future is now, old man.
I like to play the game. It's like a clicker game. Yeah, yeah, click roulette, yeah. I've definitely unmuted some people before that didn't realize it and could have talked during the fireside, some random goon.
So you shouldn't talk about Sniper like that.
Mm-hmm.
The next thing that will happen is he learned that he can search for a channel and press enter to join it.
Shh, don't tell him this.
Wait, what?
I'll say, yeah, quiet beyond.
If you control F mumble, you can search for a channel and then click join it. How do you think Recon jumps around that quickly?
Whoa, that's sick, dude.
Type the person's name too, and you can join their channel, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'll show you where they are.
So away.
Stop sharing the recon secrets.
Sorry,
awesome.
Mumble tips and tricks fireside.
Yeah, yeah. I've done that for Discord and Eve Reddit before, so. Yep. Alright, we're filling up. Looking good. Okay, so if you have questions, you would join the channel Elysium on Jabber. Elysium on Jabber. And we'll go from here. All right, first off, I hate to do this, but you know this is just how it is some of these days. I have to announce the passing of a fellow goon, member of Balkan Kings, Zlogik Apresny. He was a member of Goon Swarm for 11 years. He was an amazing guy who was confined to a wheelchair due to an unfortunate event and had a courageous battle and passed away recently. He was a PB player and a guy that a lot of people respected. So we want to say RIP to him. We'll be doing a sign of memorial after the fireside for him. And so rest in peace to him. And also CCP Pan, a member of CCP, passed away after a battle. So rest in peace to her as well. It's a rough day, and you know we have to say these things more and more, but we want to remember our fallen members, so we will remember those too. All right, let's go ahead with business. I got a lot to talk about. A great fight last night. Sniper, do you want to talk about that for a while? I know you were involved in that, and it was pretty awesome.
Sure. Yeah, let me grab BR real quick. One sec.
I can paste it. Go ahead.
So we had a real fun fight in Otella in Pochvin last night. Friendly fleets, we had Alterari with a B4 and Legion fleet of Nightmares. We had Tetra and Arcadios running a Flycatcher fleet. We also had Killer and Totality Squad in Tornadoes, which, as is customary for running Tornadoes, you have to wipe your entire Tornado fleet at least once, and Killer successfully did that.
Shut up.
He got bombed by some other Pochvin residents. But yeah, we had a really good time. It was one of those fun fights. We didn't really third party. It was everybody versus Frat. Horde didn't show up. The quote from Horde about it was, fuck Pochvin, so... I guess Mittens is in Horde now. but
damn, dude.
But yeah, so we had a great time. We heard from some friendly neutrals that this fight was gonna happen. Frat was gonna go totally bonkers. And they did. Like, this VR, if you look at it, is fairly equal numbers, and one side is basically just Frat. But yeah, we had a lot of fun.
Can you describe like the pause and them coming back? That was really cool, and yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, so the timeline of it.
It was to kill an Astro House, right?
Yeah, this was about an Astro House, so obviously it's just an Astro House, but you can no longer anchor structures in Pochvin, so any citadel that exists in Pochvin, once it dies, can never come back. And so, there was one Frat fleet on grid to start with. The Flycatcher fleet butchered that fleet pretty good. Then they had other stuff come in. Everything from Frat on grid died, and there was 6% left on the Astra.
The hull,
they
correct?
Managed to get in. Yeah, 6% hull, and they managed to get back in with another like two fleets worth of dudes, and they just absolutely inted into this thing. They
warped
giant sphere to it. They didn't worry about repping people. They just had everybody put their damage on it, so it did end up dying. And then they're like an abandoned structure as well. So big loot pinata at the end. But yeah, it was a great time. Yeah, anybody that managed to join, hope you enjoyed it. As far as why they cared so much, so a lot of when systems got thrown into Pochvin, it was during the Great War, or I can't even remember what we call what, but the War of 2020, right?
World War B.
Okay. And so, you know, at the time it was lots of, you know, high sec people and low sec people and whatnot kind of pushing these systems. And so naturally ones that were close to Jita got pushed in. Systems that are close to Jita are also close to Vale. So you can't like Sinos and Pochvin, but you can like Blops Bridge out. So I have a feeling Frat cared about this so much because it was on the side of Pochvin that has like range into Vale and you can drop people out of. So.
Yeah, so there's, you cannot anchor another one, and then once it's destroyed forever. Yeah, so actually, like, I'm incredibly impressed with Frat paying the iron price for that objective. You know, I can never see Horde doing that. Like, so I actually, like, my respect for them just went way up watching them. You know, because in the end, no one's gonna remember, right, that loss. You know, a month from now, but that structure will be dead. And I was like, wow, that is impressive. Like, these guys earned a lot of respect from me. So it was really fun for us. We got a fight. We almost defended it, actually, which I don't think anyone expected. But they came in and they swarmed it and they finished it off. So that was a great fight for us and impressive from them. You love to see people paying the iron price in this game. I guess some people are finally learning.
I believe the term that got used was the gooniest of our enemies.
Yeah, I mean, that's not necessarily wrong. Yeah, so speaking of paying the iron price, although this one wasn't necessarily it, the UTAQ Keepstar kill mail finally populated. It's on Zkill now, so if someone wants to throw that in the channel. But if you were part of that operation, you can now see yourself on the kill mail. It's now credited to your character. Came up after a month. And someone actually sent me a pretty funny thing, or I think it was actually in Elysium, where they noticed that to the month in 2021, we had killed a test keep star in the same system, which is funny. I think that we had killed a test keep star in 2021, a Horde one in 2024, both in UTAQ.
On the same grid.
Yep, exactly. So, all right, moving on from that. I wanted to say a thank you and a shout out to Boris Agdon. He has been our sort of IT, dev manager for a long time. He's been winding down over the last month, and today he's officially stepping aside. He's going AFK and taking a well-deserved break, and then SoPub is taking over. So thank you to Boris. If you could chat him on this channel, he's one of those people that's sort of an unsung hero. You know, these guys are often people that you don't interact with very much, but they are extremely important to the Alliance. And as an Alliance leader, you get to know them very well. And Boris is a great dude. So shout out to him. And like I said, well-deserved break. He may come back, and he may not. Here's another thing I appreciate. A lot of times in these video games and stuff like this, you get people who get tired but don't admit it, right? And he came in and he said, you know, a while ago, hey, I want to start winding this up. I want to start passing stuff over. And I really appreciate someone who does that. So shout out to him. He's gonna maintain the server fund. He's not going away. He's not like leaving channel. So because of the way the Patreon works, if we moved it, it would cancel everyone, and you'd have to redo it, which is a huge pain for everyone. So we're just gonna have him. We're gonna have him continue to run it. And if he decides that he wants to go, just totally like he wants to totally retire from the game and from any involvement, then we'll move it. But we don't want to do that until. Because it would be a pain for everyone who's doing that. Yeah, whoever said space where people are the real hero, you are correct. Okay, so here's an important announcement, and if someone could post the GEZ update, please. If you are a super cat builder, you need to read this. If you're a super cat builder, you need to read this. Basically, everyone is having to do this. We are having to do it as well. The way that the power under the new systems is going to be does not align with where GEZs are. So we are going to have to shut this down. We're giving you guys plenty of notice. Check out in the thread if you have builds in right now. And I believe you can even start a build right now if you wanted to. Someone can scream at me if that's incorrect. But I think
that's incorrect.
That is incorrect? Okay. So finish the build you got going now. And they're going to be shut down. There's plenty of notice here. But basically, CCB is forcing us to do this. So if you're a builder, this applies to you. If you are not a builder of supercaps, it doesn't matter.
I'll throw in some fun why we're being very intentional about this on the tail end of that. So hostiles are doing the same things, like, but of note, Gobbins managed to brick a revenant that was in build by switching the iHub early.
No.
And so,
yes. Yeah,
somebody had a revenant in build and, you know, just basically got it thrown away by Gobbins clicking a button.
Oh, man.
So, yeah.
I've made some mistakes Revenant, clicking. That's a pretty rough one. That's rough. Literally deleted by Gobbins. Thank you. Thank you, chat. Literally deleted by Gobbins. Crazy. All right.
Rip Mad Cow's Revenant.
Yeah. Yeah, that was very streamer-like, Mitko. Okay. I think that's everything I wanted to talk about. You guys got questions? Go ahead and ask them. I am I'm happy to answer them. War update, GeoRich. We're rolling right now. We're basically in the area of consolidation. There have been fights like going on every weekend, but you know, it's slowing down. It's basically consolidation and, you know, taking control of areas. So not the most exciting war update, but it's part of a war.
I think an important question, Escher, for everybody is how was your handball game you went to last week?
Dude, for all you guys who root for the Gators, dude, Miami crushed you, and I've had a great week. Can't be knocked down. I put too much store in my college football team, but it's okay. Thank you to everyone who rooted for the Gators in the chat. I hate y'all. All right.
So do you like them so much because they're sponsored by Crocs?
Wow. That was a weak sniper. That was not good.
Yeah. Shout out to CAD. We are doing a lot of alpha and delve defense. So if you do not have one, please get it done. It is really simple to have your alpha account, and it is mandatory if you are in Goonswarm Federation.
Yeah, and of note on that, just some quick housekeeping. So the ships are on contract to the corporation. So like, there's it. It is helpful to have some Omegas available. Like, you can't fly a Dictor on an Alpha, and I don't know if you can fly boosts. If you can, they're not super effective. But the main line of that ship should really be characters in the Alpha Corp getting the ships. There are Cormorants on contract if you look at Corp contracts for that corporation. So you need to log in that character. Okay, well, if it's not true, I will go look and we will fix that after this. But the last time somebody told me there wasn't stuff on contract, they were not correct. But yeah, we have this program for a reason. It is for alts to sit in 1DQ and be ready to join fleets. So you don't have to death clone, you don't have to jump clone. You log in a character, you have a ship already, you join a fleet.
And if you must use your Omega account that you have in Delph, just drop it out of your corp and have it join the Cat Corp. Like, or if that reads.
No, just make an Alpha. It's really not that complicated.
I agree.
All right. Yeah, so.
Don't confuse people.
By the way, guys, if you ask to get a bingo, that's not a bingo. That's not how it works. Okay, so Dictator Imperator says that our enemies are they desperate? I see them post tons of drama that made people forget we steamroll them. And then another person asks, Anizen says, any comments on the leaks related to finances? Are we doing better now than in 2023? So I was watching in Elysium and Inflates. I didn't see anyone talk about those leaks. But turns out what I've been saying to you guys is true, that when I took over, we were in a really terrible situation. Like legitimately very bad. Those leaks are over a year old or about a year old. We tightened belts. We raised incomes. They basically leaked me. Like there was a, they specifically clicked saying like, you know, I want us to be fiscally prudent, which I didn't understand that leak. Like to me, that's the sign of good leadership, but I could be wrong. Maybe that's the sign of me being bad. Like a month ago, the leak, you know, was that Asher doesn't listen to anyone. And this leak was that they yell at each other too much. And I just want to say that, you know, I want every person who thinks that they're, you know, who, I want every A-type personality, everyone who's a swinging dick that thinks they're, you know, God's gift to intelligence. And I want them to say what they think. And so behind closed doors, we yell at each other. Like, you know, it's basically we yell at each other. We come to consensus, and then we come out and talk to you guys. We're all on the same team. That's how good leadership should work, in my opinion. You know, if you want to see the sausage getting made, you can look at like the worst clips that they could find, and then you know, obviously some out of context. But basically, we have places where we have frank assessments of people's capabilities. We have places where we're like, you know, I agree with my idea is the best, and like, no, my idea is the best. Then we work it out, we hash it out, we agree on something, we move forward. But as far as those leaks go, you know, we don't sit in you know, Ilum and in our channels singing Kumbaya, and I certainly don't suppress people, which was, that was the thing a month ago, was that I suppressed ideas. Now, and that's never been the case. I want to hear your idea. Eventually a decision has to be made, and sometimes I'm going to decide, you know, not, doesn't go with a person who has an idea they like. That's also just how it goes.
Hey everybody, I'll add a little color on the money topic. So I think the one screenshot that I specifically saw was, I think, from last May or June. And it is true, we spent a huge amount of money to win the war. That put us massively in debt, and we have been dealing with that ever since. That's a reality that everyone actually did know, even though we don't always talk about it. But things have changed dramatically since that screenshot. We spent the rest of last summer clearing out all of our ESS reserve banks that belonged to Khan, and almost all of that money went towards paying back the original bondholder. So right now, our overall national debt is, I think, down by about a third compared to where it was after the end of the war. A ton of that has been bought back in principle. So all of the original war bonds are closed. If you happen to be sitting on Gamma and Sigma bonds and you haven't heard about this, I have your money right now. You can come get it. So that is all, that's all done. We've completely refinanced. And we did. We spent a lot of money on that because that was the right thing to do. And it was our money, and those people came up big for us during the war. That's why we won. So it is, it's all part of the same story. We are trying to be fiscally prudent now and going forward.
My real life experience involves a lot of fiscal responsibility, and you know, when I came here, you know, I brought that to the leadership role, and to be fair, a lot of our team wanted that as well. So we're in a lot better position. I'm much, much happier than we were before. I've been telling you guys this on here before, so I don't think it should be a surprise. But, you know, that was something that you know, that it's really important to me in real life, and I have brought fiscal responsibility, but in space, like it's not sexy, but it's where we want to be. Right. And so, you know, here's the deal. There were some leaks involving individuals and allies, and I've gone to them and I've apologized and I said, I'm sorry. And, you know, I view my job is I am indebted to you guys. Like I am in your service. And so when like something like this leaks, I go to someone and I eat shit. I'm like, I'm sorry. It's on me. It's my fault. I am the professional shit eater. If another leak happens, I'll go and do it again. You know, and I'll say, sorry that that happened. But since I've taken over, you know, I am the person who's happy to say, hey, we need to tighten belts. We need to cut the spending. We need to get ourselves in a good place so that when I'm done here, we can say this alliance, this coalition is in a much better place than when I started, right? So that is what is important to me. and I don't really care if people want to paint me as being, you know, I don't know. I don't even know what the painting is.
But they can't decide, right, is what we
Yeah, right, right, yeah. I guess it's swap back and forth. So if there's future leaks, I will go and apologize to other people. But I think it's pretty obvious that whatever has happened, you know, they are going to grab the stuff that tries to make it look the worst in the least amount of context. Like, there's some stuff I said in there that was very much without any of the surrounding context. So that's my response to that, basically. Got other questions? Go ahead and throw them in channel, and I will answer them. I might have missed some, so just go ahead and repaste them if I haven't answered them. When might the story time by Asher book be available? So, yeah, I'm working on a video, Pearl. When I took over, there was a document. Tuzzy ran it for a while. Not when I took over. When I joined, there was a document. Tuzzy wasn't running it then. This was well before then. But it was this history of Goonswarm. And we had it on the wiki, and I really enjoyed reading through it. So I'm working on a video that'll be from my start, and just basically sort of like my oral history of Goonswarm history, and I'll be releasing some interesting stuff. My script's basically going final, and that's through 2015, and then I'll be working on the next one. So we'll get this one done. A certain person here has offered to help me edit it too, the video, so that's cool. So look forward to that maybe in the next month or so. That might be a little too soon, but something like that. Shit eater, oral, yeah, if you had sexual innuendo bingo, you're living good right now, you're eating good. Realistically, do we know who is behind this agenda, PH or ex-goons? I mean, I think, Locusti, that we're seeing this because we are doing well, and as well, like, we have done this before when things haven't looked that great. We will release some spicy stuff. They've been sitting on this for a year, right? So you have to ask yourself, why would this come out now? Obviously, they think it serves some purpose to release it now, right? Why would you release it now rather than a year ago when you had it? They've had it for a year. So they're doing it because something is worrying them, and I think you guys can figure out what that is. Will there be something to look for each type of ore upgrade system or once we transition? I hope, Chase, that they put that in the game, but I don't know the answer to that. Any place in particular that needs more ratting to reinforce and catch? True. I don't know if there's a particular system, but anything below ADM would be good. There are not some upgrades. We'll be setting up pokers and catchers that future plans. Duck, I think that we will, but I'm not 100% ready to be quoted on that. Like, there's, you know, there may be some other alliances in the Imperium that will be moving into that space. So, you know, we're gonna play that by ear for now. Cassidor asks, if I want to super rat at home while we were deployed, is that a smart idea? And how quickly can I expect to lose it? Yeah, we're definitely seeing some more supers. You know, and we can talk about it on here, Kaz, but won't listen. The people who need to hear this are not listening, right? Those people are not hearing my voice, so it doesn't matter. I don't ever pull my hair out about losing their own supers. I have been playing this game for too long, and it's always happened. You cannot make people be smart. It's impossible.
Sorry, I was thinking, like, I guess they're falling asleep to your voice and don't hear it anymore.
Ouch.
Huh? Huh?
Wow.
That's pretty weak, Apple.
Yeah, that wasn't soothing, just right? Good tier. Yeah.
Okay.
I have heard some of you freaks watch my stream just to fall asleep.
Yeah, that was a reference. I tried to reference to that. They're falling asleep to your voice and not hear anything you say.
Yeah. I'm gonna set up a Patreon right now. So if you guys are falling asleep to my voice, I expect to get 69 cents right to my account.
Bet, send the link.
TLDR, are we super broke? No, we're not super broke. We're in a pretty good financial position, Boulder. Compared to where we were before, we are like 1,000 times better, and I'm much happier than we were before. You know, we were very much in a rebuild, you know, when I took over. I don't think people really understood how much, and I didn't want to advertise it. Someone asked me a good question, you know, if we're in such a bad financial situation and these guys know it, why aren't they having trillionist fights with us all the time? You know, Frat is obviously willing to throw their money in, but other people appear not to be. So that is a curious and interesting question. We are happy to have those kind of fights. So, you know, when we were rebuilding, I wasn't really shouting it from the rooftops. Now that we're not, you know, we have gone past the rebuild. We're in a good place. We're certainly in a better place fiscally than I can ever think of. Even compared to, like, Rorqual era, as far as the alliance's readiness and preparation for potential war or disaster. Yeah, and CCB is working against us. In the Rorqual era, we had a lot of money, but we had very little, and we had no fiscal responsibility. You know, we were living paycheck to paycheck then. And it's kind of insane when you think about how much money we had back then that we spent it all, but we did spend it all. We spent more than we had, which to me, I can't live that way personally, and I can't live that way in a business I run, and I can't live that way in a spaceship alliance I run. So where was all the money going back in the day? That is a wonderful question. I might address that in one of my videos. But yeah, we're in a very good position.
So, shameless plug on that. We are going to have Kazanir on for a special History of Goonswarm tomorrow at 1800, guys.
Oh, that sounds cool.
This is the annotated version of Book 2, all about my time in the Clusterfuck Coalition. So if you don't know anything about Declan, man, will you hear things.
Bosha says, are we in Ketch where alliances come to die forever for those returning from holiday? Do we keep moving caps in? Yeah, Bosha, we're going to be here for the time being. But we're not here forever, no. Any suggestions to prepare for Scarcity 2.0? Ask Quaj Viper. MER seems to be showing material prices almost on par with Scarcity 1.0. So I think the material prices are so high because CCP is injecting a lot of ISK, but they have made mining relatively harder. So there's more money chasing less material, which is, you know, not a great thing. That's up to CCP, though. They're like Pochvin is insane right now. The way that Pochvin prints money is stupid. So I'm hoping they can balance that. We will see. We're gonna set ourselves up once this patch comes so that we can mine and get material effectively. That is our goal. Pochvin Casino War when? I mean, can we invade Pochvin? Yeah, I don't think so. No. You guys can make money in Pochvin. We definitely make a lot of money in Pochvin.
Yeah, if it's not clear, Pochvin is accessible to us. You can go do stuff there. We don't need to invade it.
Yeah.
Go join Totality Squad.
Yeah, like if you want to make money in Pochvin, you can do that. And we actively support you doing that.
Did you hear it, Asher? I think Atrum is laughing.
Uh-huh. How was the soft test in Sigma? Yeah, so Sigma's been doing a lot of research, and they've given us a lot of information. They've discovered a lot, and you know, shout out to like HDub, to Sepades, like their leadership groups, and everyone over there who have given us a lot of information that has been super useful. So we are definitely incorporating that information into our plans for a post patch world. Sigma's have been great allies, and yeah, that's right, Beyond. We really appreciate them. So. They're good people to have around. And, you know, it's nice to add friends to our group, and it's nice when they, you know, live up to the faith and trust you put in them. So, and we've seen a lot of that lately. You know, we've added a lot of people, you know, since we went up north to defend B2, we've added a lot of people. I think I should talk about this now. I should. The Fortech AB dread fight. So basically, there's a couple things that are open source now that I can talk about. Let's talk about Discord first. There was a post on Reddit about a week ago where they leaked a lot of Discord flaws. And if you guys have been like, you guys have been asking me for a long time, now that it shit is open source intel, you should see how leaky Discord is. We're not declassifying. This is stuff that other people have done, have released. So, interesting post about it. Didn't get as much traction as other posts on the Reddit, but it was about how they can get intel off Discord. Obviously, we knew nothing about this. Our guys were just as shocked as you guys to learn about it. But you know, there is a lot that you can get off Discord, and Discord is very, very vulnerable. So if you've been wondering why we use Jabber, that is the reason. Fortech AB. So that was a dread brawl. We did not want to be involved in it at all. But what happened was essentially the B2 leadership team at the time was just burned out. They were crispy. They were burned to a crisp. And so they did the, like, let's open the marriage type thing. Let's have an open marriage that, you know, that last gasp before you just admit you're getting a divorce. They were ready to quit, but they threw in at a bad fight fight because there was only two results. If they lose, then they're done. And if they win, then we've saved it. It's a miracle, right? So we went into that Fortech AB fight and we had every opportunity to not jump in. But you know what I've told our guys is we would rather die with our friends than live alone. And so we jumped in knowing it was a pretty bad situation. And obviously we in private, we were venting about how bad it was. But you know, that was, we would still go and take that fight with our friends rather than being like, boy, that was dumb. Can't believe you did that. And I stand by that kind of, you know, mentality. That's an attitude that I would rather have. If they're going to go down swinging, we'll go down with them. Loss of a Dreadfleet, that thing was replaced very quickly. And so it was not an issue for us. And in fact, I think it probably ended up being a positive. I think just using dreads, even if you're using them in a losing fight, goes a long way to getting more dreads ready. And I think that's important. So basically that was what happened with that 4AB fight, was they threw in at a bad situation, hoping for a miracle. We couldn't pull it out. If we'd had more dreads, I feel like we could have done it, but we didn't at the time and we knew it. Like I said, go down swinging with your friends rather than live alone. And that was the end of B2. I mean, they lived for a little longer, but I think everyone knew that was the final moment. Yeah, we still want dreads. I mean, dreads are still extremely important. So yeah, good point, Eagle Claw. I have not really been hitting dreads that hard lately, but they remain an extremely, extremely important thing. All right, if you got any other questions, I think someone sent me one on Mumble. Please go ahead and join the channel Elysium on Jabber and send the question in there. I don't check the Mumble once. We answer the questions in Jabber on Elysium. I've been told that I have a chance to trade my Phoenix to a Phoenix Navy. How is that? There is a program for that. Maybe someone can find you the throw. That looks like it. Any upcoming sports ball? My team's playing, but they're going to win Sapphire. So I'll be watching myself, but it's okay. Is there any need to train carriers at this stage, says Wookinator? So I'm actually pretty high on carriers, Wookinator. This has been an internal discussion that we've been having. I'm pretty high on them. Some of our other team isn't. I think that they're, you know, and I try to go with consensus. I think that eventually I might just throw and say, hey, you know, executive decision, we're doing carriers. So I think training carriers is probably a good idea, that there could be a chance we use them relatively soon.
We have used them in some fights in the So
I love them in a more active role than we currently.
Yeah. So yeah, I love more carriers.
With that, I think we've got some timers to address. So.
All right. Cool. We also have a sign of memorial, and I'm. I'm going to answer the question: what is the current preference on dreads? Zerns, Phoenix Navies, Rev Navies. Those are all dreads that we want. Zerns, Phoenix Navies, Rev Navies.
Don't worry, guys. The list changes every time you ask.
Yeah. I still like that list. Okay. Thank you guys for showing up. Much appreciated. I will see you all next week. Have a wonderful week.